You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Yes. The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's donkey of the day today?
Yes, donkey of the day for Tuesday, July 30th, once again goes to American Senator Mitch McConnell. Mitch McConnell's really racking these up lately. I have been confused all weekend. I have been venting about this. If you saw me on Stephanie Ruhle's show on MSNBC yesterday, I vented about this because I don't understand how some federal Republicans are blatantly working with the Russians to keep power and nobody seems to care. Okay, Robert Mueller investigated for 2 years and said there was Russian election interference. Former Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats, who just stepped down, said, and I quote, "We have been clear in our assessments of Russian meddling in the 2016 election and their ongoing pervasive efforts to undermine our democracy." A Senate intelligence report came out last week that said Russians likely targeted election systems in all 50 states. And then after all this intel comes out, the Democrats tried to get the Senate to pass a bipartisan election security legislation that would counter cyber attacks by Russians or any other foreign agents, and it was blocked by Mitch McConnell. Let's go to MSNBC's Joanne Reed for the report, please.
McConnell, who's now been tagged as Moscow Mitch, is ignoring the warnings of Robert Mueller and from his own intelligence committee regarding Russia's continuing interference in our elections. Just 24 hours after Robert Mueller's testimony, McConnell, who clearly wants Donald Trump reelected, blocked two election security bills. One bill would have required the use of paper ballots. The other would have required campaigns and candidates to report offers of election-related aid from foreign governments. Earlier this year, Mitch McConnell received a slew of donations from four of the top voting machine lobbyists in the country. Voting machine companies are not currently subject to any federally mandated security standards, and Mitch McConnell is helping to keep it that way.
Now, I thought I was going crazy because if you ever needed more proof that the president is potentially a Russian agent and federal Republicans have sided with the Russians, then now you have it. But it just seemed like no one cared. We were talking about the president and ASAP Rocky. We were talking about the president and his comments about the squad, his comments about Baltimore. I'm like, all of that is important, but can we focus on the fact that it looks like treason is happening? All right, that our president is a traitor, that the elections were not the attack. The elections were the delivery vehicle for the attack. And the actual attack is Donald Trump. Okay, if the Russians are the ICBM, then Trump is the warhead, and that nuclear bomb has gone off, and we are all about to die of the radioactive fallout. Okay, I thought I was tripping because nobody seemed to care, but then I woke up this morning, the Moscow Mitch McTreason, trending number one in the USA. Finally, we are having the discussions we need to have. Why aren't people calling Donald Trump what he is? You know what I mean? And by people, I mean presidential candidates, okay? People that actually have a real stake in this thing. Why aren't they calling him what he is, which is a traitor, a criminal, okay? All this talk about Donald Trump being racist, yeah, he is a racist, okay? But most fascist governments tend to be racist, okay? And that's exactly what the Federal Republican Party has become, a fascist institution. We'll get to that in a minute, but let's listen to what Moscow Mitch had to say to defend himself. I want y'all to listen, okay? Listen.
It started with the angry lies on MSNBC. The host lied and said that I've dismissed Russian interference in our 2016 election as, quote, a hoax. Of course, I've never said any such thing. Every single member of the Senate agrees that Russian meddling was real and is real. We all agree that the federal government, state governments, and the private sector all have obligations to take this threat seriously and bolster our defenses. And the facts are that this administration has made huge strides on election security since 2016. They made a noticeable impact in securing the 2018 election and are vigilant and proactive as we head into 2020. These pundits are lying when they insist I have personally blocked actions, which in fact I have championed and the Senate has passed. They are lying when they suggest that either party is against defending our democracy.
Well, Mitch, why did you block the building? You're saying they are lying about you blocking the bill, but you indeed blocked the bill. Why? Mitch, you blocked two election security bills and won't even allow a vote on it. Why? I'll tell you why, because nothing will get in the way of this larger fascist agenda, and because they are in cahoots with the Russians. Now, I'm not the highest grade of weed in the dispensary. I just read a little bit. Okay, I listen, I pay attention. So I'm gonna tell you what fascism is for dummies. It's a form of government, which is a one-party dictatorship. Fascists are against democracy. It's a centralized government headed by a dictator. Fascism is just poisonous nationalism. They check that off. Fascists attempt to neutralize the courts. Well, Republicans have politicized the Supreme Court and Republican-controlled Senate over the last few years. They've approved right-wing judges who do whatever the party tells them to do, so they check that off. Not to mention, fascists claim to be the party of the people, but they really favor the upper class. All right, you hear that, all you poor white people who voted for Trump? Okay? They claim to be the party of the people, but they really favor the upper class. Not to mention, Trump has the DOJ in his pocket, and he uses them to protect himself and to prosecute political enemies. They want to silence the media. Okay, America, if you don't think fascism is alive and well, you are bugging. All right, wake up, because I'm going to tell you, everyone who's going to be demonized by these fascists, all the usual suspects, let's be clear, these Republicans already have enemies, okay? So the Democratic Party, blacks, Hispanics, immigrants, refugees, much of the media, women. Oh, my God, fascists don't like women who are politically active and aggressive, okay? All these women with these powerful voices in our culture right now, they will be silenced. Why do you think Trump goes after the squad, all right? Democrats don't need to waste time arguing with each other at debates for the next 2 days. They need to be warning America about the fact that the Federal Republican Party has become a fascist institution, okay? The president is a traitor, all right? The president is a traitor, okay? I repeat, the president is a traitor, a criminal, and he needs to be impeached and locked up, because I'm telling you right now, if he wins again in 2020, he's not leaving, all right? If you were facing several obstruction of justice charges, several lying to the feds charges, not to mention hush payments to hookers, and you would probably spend the rest of your life in jail because of these things, but the only thing preventing that from happening is you being president, would you want to leave? Or would you be doing everything in your power, or should I say the Russians' power, to stay? All right? This is bigger than Nino Brown, people. All right? This ain't regular. This is an all-hands-on-deck situation. Get informed. Get involved in these elections in 2020. Watch these debates. See who you relate to. See who's discussing your interests. We don't have to vote out of fear, but I'm telling you right now, we should all be afraid. All right, there are no perfect candidates on the Democratic side, but we have to fight fascism. And anything is better than fascism. And if you aren't speaking out against this, then you are part of the problem. Now is the time to pick a side, because if you aren't trying to be part of the solution, and I'm not really sure what the solution is, okay, then you are part of the problem. Please let Remy Ma give Moscow Mitch, a.k.a. Mitch McConnell, the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw, you stupid motherfucker, are you dumb?
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the law office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull. We'll be right back.
right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.